about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff. Did you say stuff? I got to be careful. You know, I was listening to XM. I think Howard Stern's station was on. Right? And, I've always known that you could kind of cuss on XM, although I've never heard Howard Stern, I don't think, cuss. I've listened to his show many times. I don't think I recall. Problem is, at this point, you're probably immune to it. But I was listening to some show on a station. I mean, they were talking about some pretty heavy topics. And so, before I could change it, my kids were listening, and they go, Mom, you can cuss on XM. Why are you always so worried about cussing? You never cuss on your show. Well, first of all, I don't really think I have to incorporate cuss words onto my show. I think you guys kind of figure it out. You know, so if I say what the Donald Duck, I'm sure you guys kind of know what I'm trying to say, right? Or what the flip, or son of a mom's patootie. I think you guys could figure out what I have to say, and I don't have to be as the script. But keep in mind, not only is my show on XM, but we have a bunch of affiliates throughout the country there where you're not supposed to curse. So, yes, just because I'm on XM, I don't have the same leeway as a show that's only on XM. And I do not want to lose any of my awesome affiliates out there. By the way, if the show doesn't play in your city on a local affiliate, please tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia there. As XM goes through some changes, many of you are worried about how you could still listen to us. Remember, we are still on GCNLive.com. We still have an iPhone app, an Android app. We're still all over the country. And we're still trying to work with XM to figure out how we could keep our listeners still getting this awesome show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got now a Florida boy infected with the brain-eating amoeba. We got to talk about these brain-eating amoebas because it's scaring the hell out of us parents. Then children of obese moms appear to be at higher heart risk, even if these kids aren't obese. They say babies of obese moms more likely to die by the age of 55. Are you kidding me? All right. Let me see. We also got some issues with if you have induced labor, it could increase the risk of autism. I'm wondering about that study because many young women, their bag breaks. They go into labor. They could pop out babies really easily. But as older women that waited to start having a family, takes a while and we need to be induced. So you wonder, you know, is it because you're older, mom? You know, what is it? But it's kind of interesting, okay, for those of us that have induced labor. There's been some question if Kate Middleton had her labor induced. My guess is yes, just because she went in at 6 in the morning, Great Britain time. Usually when you have to go to the hospital about 6 in the morning, it's because they want to give you some Cervidil. It works about 12 hours later, so by 6 at night, you can go into labor and then have the baby at night. So that's my guess, all right? But it doesn't look like Prince George has any issues thus far. All right, another watch and wait study on low-grade prostate tumors. Yeah, watch and wait. We got to talk about that one. I got to rip that one a new one. But listen, okay, while we're talking about all this cool medical stuff, I got one of the most phenomenal guests. You guys are going to love this guy. I don't know how many of you guys have heard of Broncar Lee. Been on Jay Leno, been all over the place. All right, this guy. Oh, my gosh. You're going to love it. And I haven't done a radio interview with him, so I'm not sure how this is going to work, but it's going to be cool because you guys are going to be getting a taste of one of the most talented people ever. This guy has turned his lyrics, okay, into this, like, beatbox, okay? He could do all these sounds, all these rhythms, like you're listening to radio just from his voice box. Now, you know, I trained at UCLA, head and neck, when I did my head and neck rotation. I never saw anybody that could do that. And I met this guy when we did the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, and I'm like, oh my God, you are so awesome. My listeners have got to, they can't see you, but hear you. So at the end of the show, or at the end of this hour, you're going to get to be able to get a taste of that. He is awesome. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a study I wanted to complain about yesterday. Did you guys hear about this one? A study claims that people who have higher intelligence are less likely to believe in God. Yeah, call me stupid then. Psychologists Myron Zuckerman and Jordan Silberman from the University of Rochester and Judith Hall of Northeastern University. See, I don't want a hall named after me, right? Because what if it's wide, you know, and a lot of crap in the hallway, bubble gum. I don't think I want a hall named after me. A bidet, maybe. Anyway, they published a review of 63 studies conducted between 1928 and 2012. And for those of you that are, you know, tripping all over each other to find the study in which magazine, it's in the Personality and Social Psychology Review. Now, they say their findings are not new. All right, but what they did is they did this analysis of all these studies for over about 100 years to look at the correlation between intelligence and degree of religiousness and found that atheism is a lot more common in more quote-unquote intelligent people. Now, I know a lot of people who are atheists that are intelligent, mind you. All right, but I also know a lot of intelligent people that believe in God. So I'm kind of confused as to what this study is. So apparently, in one study, this was, I guess, back in 1921, a Lewis Terman, a psychologist at Stanford, recruited 1,500 children whose IQ exceeded 135 by the age of 10. All right, and they found that children were less religious when compared to the general public. Now, why would that be? I mean, I don't get that because I find, now, maybe some of you are like, well, Dahlia, your IQ isn't all that. I don't know. I've never taken an IQ, so I don't know. I mean, I still don't know the difference between a rhinoceros and a hippopotamus if I can't see a horn. So I get that, okay? All right, and I know my grammar isn't the best, all right? But I am a God-loving, God-fearing individual. I just am, all right? I even with all my science background, okay, I know there's a higher power. It's not that I just think it or believe it. I know. And I think many of us that are spiritual, we see signs. So why, where is this coming from? Don't go away. We're right back. And I want to hear from you guys. I mean, what do you think? 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, Harlan writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm currently a double major, physics and environmental engineering. I've never had an IQ test, but I find myself to be fairly knowledgeable on most subjects. I am an atheist, but because I understand the science of Earth's inner workings, how can one blend the two philosophies of true science and religion? I'm not the right person to ask. All right, I still don't even know how a TV works. I still don't get how a television works. I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm a physician. I do radio. I have no idea how you all are listening to me right now. I get that there's radio waves. Trust me, I got an A in physics. I get that there's radio waves. I get that there's antennas. I get that there's satellite. I don't understand it, though. I mean, if I really try and break it down, how what I'm saying right now is coming through your cars that are moving. I think my head would explode trying to figure that out. Now, mind you, okay, I don't need you guys calling in and giving me a, well, if you want to call in, go ahead, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But I don't need you to give me, you know, a lecture on currents and radio waves and I don't, amplitude, and I don't need that, okay? I don't need that. I get that because I don't, okay? You could ask me about voltage and whatever. I can get through the test, okay? But the point I'm making here is sometimes I just don't break it down because I really don't have to. The fact that you're getting my show, whether you understand it or not, is a whole other issue, but the fact that you're receiving it, you don't have to get it, but, you know, receive it, right? You don't have to dig it, okay? I'm fine with that. Same thing with religion. I don't have to, okay, coalesce or blend creationism with evolution. I don't have to. I believe there's a God. I believe there's a God behind everything. And I'm okay with that, even with all my science background. So maybe the problem is that some people, they want to think everything through and dissect it, and sometimes you just don't have to. And that's what's faith. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Bobby calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dolly, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, first of all, I'm a very intelligent man, and I believe
Amen.
In God. But,
Amen.
7 years ago, I had 2 heart attacks and a stroke all within 5 days. And they had me in a medical coma for 4 months because I had a horrible infection in my heart that I never even knew I had. And when I came out of it, the doctor looked at me, and he goes, how you feeling? And I said, oh, I'm tired, but I said, I'm okay. And he goes, do you believe in God? And I said, well, yeah, I do. He goes, well, I don't. I believe in medicine. He goes, but let me correct myself. I didn't. He goes, you absolutely have no business being here.
Wow.
He goes, there is no medical reason whatsoever. Because my heart, when I went in, it was going like 260 beats a minute. My my natural pacemaker, I guess, quit working. And I don't remember any of this. But, I mean, here's a guy, he was, like, the head of the Heart Institute of Arizona, and he's telling me this, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
like, you
know, and people, that, yeah, powerful, really powerful, yeah. You know, that it's crazy. I mean, you know, thank God, Bobby, you're alive, and gosh, thank you for calling. But yeah, you know, when you're facing somebody who you know doesn't. And again, remember, I mean, these doctors, and I'm a doctor too. I mean, you know, you learn the electricity of the heart. You learn why things work, because keep in mind, in medical school, you know, if I raised my hand and I go, can you explain to me why the heart beats? If the teacher said, because of God, all right, you know, we probably wouldn't get our medical degrees, okay? So there, you know, of course, we're going to learn the science. And once you learn the science, it's very easy for you to then start to not question God's existence, but question how God is involved. Right? Because you're like, okay, well, wait a second. If this works because of this, and this is this, and you got the, you know, the generation of the electrical impulse is conducted through the muscle, and you have this, and you're like, okay, well, wait a second. I mean, this is just too intricate to think that there's a higher power involved. And then I stop and go, it's because it's intricate. You know, this study, you know, and I know it's probably angered a lot of you that, you know, it was saying people with higher IQs are less likely to believe in God. I don't really, and it wasn't a study. It was like looking at a bunch of studies. It was like a meta-analysis. All right. I think people who are atheist, Mormon, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, etc. I don't think intelligence has anything to do with if they believe or if they don't believe. I think they are completely two different factors. All right. And most of the atheists I know are extremely intelligent people. Most of the religious people I know are extremely intelligent. Okay. So I think it's a study that I think is a waste of time, if you ask me. And I think it just is out there to anger people. All right. But if there is, let's say, some truth, okay, to people being more like an IQ. Like, let's say an IQ doesn't necessarily mean, it's supposed to be an intelligence quotient. But can I just go off for a second here and go off on a tangent? Okay, let me say something outright. All right, I have 3 siblings and myself. Okay, I try to pretend I'm the youngest, but I'm not. I'm actually the second oldest, but that's all right. And I was the one out of all the siblings that had the highest grades in school. But I will also admit that I am the stupidest one of all my siblings. Well, Dr. Diane, no shock there. Tell us something we don't know. All right, but for some of you that are new to the show, you're probably like, oh my gosh, Dahlia is so intelligent. Not compared to my brothers or sisters. Oh my gosh. Now, my brother, my sister hated school. My sister went back to school and she's really, really smart, but she didn't like school. My brother didn't really like school, but I mean, he was smart. And I mean, here's an example. I'd be a little kid. He was a little kid. You know, there was a car in front of us with a license plate that was, personalized. And I'm looking at it going, Budiga 2-4, I don't get it. Yet my brother, who was 4 years younger, would look at it, boom, just get it. Alright? He just always got it. He still does. He just always gets it. He can look at something and always get it. Yet me, I'm staring at it going, I don't get this. Yet, alright, you know, I got a near perfect score on my math on SIT, and I got a 1450 total combined, National Honor Society, 4.3 grade point average in high school, full AP credits, you know, academic scholarship to college. I will never sit there and try to toot my horn saying I am more intelligent than anybody else in my family. I know how to study. I know how to get through physics. And boy, is physics hard. I know how to memorize the anatomy. I know how to deliver a baby. Right? But so does many other non-doctors. So I want people to be very careful when they use this term IQ. I mean, we don't even do IQ tests anymore. I don't know, even if there is. And you know what? I think I'd be afraid to take it. Because I just don't know if I would do as well. Okay? Because I'm very book smart. But there are some things I just don't get. I don't think I will ever get. Okay? You know, and I don't mind. I don't care. So, you know, they look at people, well, they have an IQ because they were very studious in school. Very different. You could be extremely intelligent and studious in school, but you could also be very book smart. Right? And many of you that just don't dig school and never did well in school, you could possibly be the smartest people out there. Right? And I mean, my family, you know, proves that. All right? You know, the two of us that were extremely, extremely college bound, we're a little bit more obtuse. When it comes to real life, a little bit more naive. Yet the other two siblings that just, you know, made their way through this world and became as successful as they wanted to be. Yeah, you know, maybe they don't have a bunch of college degrees under their belt, but boy, they can run circles around me. So take this whole IQ thing with a grain of salt. And you see, I can't even speak correctly. And I think whether you're atheist, religious, etc., you could be as smart as you want to be. It's completely independent. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I don't like to say things are stupid by any means, okay? But when I see a study, right, that says watch and wait, right, with prostate, I'm going to just say that's stupid, okay? Whether I have a high IQ or not, to me, I think that's stupid. And another study comes out saying if you have a low-grade prostate tumor, low-grade, watch and wait. Just let it sit there and watch and wait. We're going to be talking about that when we come back from break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before I start ripping on another prostate study, telling you all to just wait and sit on it for like the 17th time, I want to just really quickly tell you guys about the story. I'm sure you heard the baby monitor in a baby's room getting hacked by somebody who started screaming sexually explicit things at the baby. Did you guys hear about this? All right, this is crazy. Texas family had no idea that the baby monitor in their room could get hacked by some perverted flip. Okay? Mark and Lauren Gilbert has a daughter, Allison, 2-year-old daughter. She was sleeping in her room. And the baby monitor, again, I think it was like a camera, was situated facing the baby. A voice came through on the baby monitor that was hooked up to the home's wireless internet system. It apparently was hacked by somebody, and the person started saying sexually explicit things to the sleeping girl, calling her by name and telling her to wake up. So the hacker got control of the camera, was able to see the daughter's name on the wall. You know how, I never understood that, why parents have the name on the wall. It's probably because they hope that the kid will look at the wall and then know their name. But, you know, that's okay. It's good. I think it's important. But it's especially important in this particular case because I guess the child was deaf and waiting for a cochlear implant. So from what we understand, she wasn't even disturbed by the hacker's calls. She was born deaf, so she couldn't hear the guy and his sexually explicit yelling, which could really traumatize the girl. Hence, the name being on the room. Makes sense. Hey, you know what? We did that too with the kids. You know, we put their name, Stone, Brock, just because, you know, it was good decor. We got to play around with the letters, you know. Just one of those things mommies and daddies love to do. All right, anyway, so the parents heard this, jumped in, pulled the plug on the device, but scary stuff. All right, now I know some of you are like, oh, we don't have to panic. It's just a camera. It's not like he could shoot lasers at the kid. Well, I don't know. I mean, these cameras and smartphones and LED screens, and I mean, there's so much stuff they could do. You know, my kids wanted a Kinect a couple years ago. I guess you play games, but you exercise, you move, and so it follows your movements. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the game, it says, do you want to save or publish or something? And then it caught you on video the whole time. So here I am. I mean, and it's a sports bra, luckily, right? But I'm in my sports bra and my husband's boxers, and I had just worked out, and I see myself. They captured they captured all that. They captured me working out and jumping up and down and puppies flying all over the place on camera. Where's that going to? So, of course, I hit no, please don't save, but where's that going to? So, I'm a little freaked out. The more and more electronic and progressive we get with our electronics. Now, apparently, Chronister, now, who is Chronister? Chronister is David Chronister, a managing partner of the Parameter Security. All right, he says he works for an ethical hacking company that is familiar with these types of hacks. So I guess there's ethical hacking and non-ethical hacking. He recommends using a Wi-Fi protected access 2 to set up a password. Why? Is the Wi-Fi protected access 1 no good anymore? To set up a password because it uses better encryption standards and is very difficult to crack. Now notice they didn't say foolproof. Okay, I don't want anybody looking in on my kid, changing, picking his nose, right? Writing his mom a poem for her birthday. Speaking of birthdays, it's one of my cat's birthdays today. He turned 7. Shaky Boo. Yeah, remember Shake and Bake? I had a cat, Shake and Bake. Big died, so we had to do something. You can't just call a cat Shake, so we called him Shaky Boo. Yeah, it's his birthday today. All right, happy birthday. I've got the little party. All right, yeah, give him some tuna fish. All right, so anyway, this sicko, I don't think they found the guy. I mean, I'm sure they can, but just... I mean, you can't even protect your kid with a monitor. I mean, you know, I think it's going to get to a point where we get so digital, so electronic, that we're going to want to go back to old school ways, right? Because then we're going to be able to protect our privacy. Just, you know, don't call me on the phone. Maybe, you know, just come over to my house and say hi. Rather than texting and emailing and FaceTiming where somebody could have access to all that, why don't you just come to my house and say hi? Well, you're right. If you got one of these security cameras, I'm sure somebody could hack into that too. You're right. It's just not all private. Just walk around the house dressed. That's all I could say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was speaking of being dressed. Sounds like a lot of men are going to be happy with the fact that another study has come out saying if you have low-grade prostate cancer, we could just sit on it and wait. Just watch and wait. Because the aggressiveness, they say, doesn't appear to change over time. Okay, if you're telling me that prostate cancer is now very predictable and it won't be aggressive, then let's not call it cancer. Okay? If you are going to call something cancer, then that means you're telling me something went rogue. A cell went rogue, and the cell is not going to want to stop, and the cells are going to spread. But if all these doctors are telling us that, no, you know, you got the Gleason score, we could use the Gleason score to predict the aggressiveness of the disease, and it's true. You know, you assign Gleason scores depending on a variety of factors with the prostate cancer. We've talked about the Gleason score before. You get assigned a Gleason score. They're saying men whose cancer has a lower Gleason score may want to opt for active surveillance than surgery or radiation therapy, et cetera. You know, basically they could, analyze the tissue microscopically, depending on what it looks like and the severity. They could tell, I mean, some of these cells look very vicious, some of the cells don't. So that's a way they could kind of figure out, you know, your score. So, if you're telling me prostate cancer is then, I mean, if you think you've been able to pinpoint low grade versus high grade, okay, and we've talked about there are different kinds, okay, your younger 40-year-old man, right, who all of a sudden has prostate cancer is probably going to be a lot more aggressive than your 65, 70-year-old. And many of you that have had low grade prostate cancer, you'll say, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, it was slow. That's fine. That's fine. All right. But I still think if you use the word cancer, there's some unpredictability. Am I wrong or am I right? Dr. Dahlia, you're right. Yeah, I am. Thank you. Thank you. See, I like you guys. Yes, that was a real listener. A real listener just came in and said, Dr. Dahlia, you're right. That wasn't me. I can't do voices. All right. So, what I recommend is, if I can make any recommendation, is make sure you don't just read these articles and then ignore going to the doctor. I want you to sit down. Okay? And just sit down with your doctor and have a, what do they call it? A tete-a-tete? A tete-a-tete? I don't know the French. All right? But I get a little nervous about telling people, look, you have cancer, go home. I would rather say, let's, you know, knock this out of the ballpark. Now, I'm not saying everybody with low-grade prostate cancer needs to have their prostate removed. I'm not saying that. But it's just, whenever we get a recommendation to do less, I find that we usually in medicine need to do just a little bit more than that do less. And if a patient is told to do less, okay, come back in 6 months. Sometimes you don't see that patient for a year, year and a half. I can't tell you how many times early in my practice say, okay, so you got a lump on the breast, mammogram was fine. They said re-ultrasound in 6 months, so come back in 6 months. And they come back a year and a half later. Going, I didn't want to do it in 6 months. They said not to worry about it. Just because we tell you don't come back, you have 6 months to come back, doesn't mean you blow it off. I get blown off all the time, though. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you giggle too much. You make too many jokes. I don't have to take you seriously. No, you got to take me seriously, okay? My patients, they really don't. They're not scared of me. You know, a lot of people, they're scared of their doctor. They really aren't scared of me. Like, really, Dr. Dahlia's trying to be mad. Look at her mad face she's trying to make. You know, I tried to rip somebody a new one yesterday. I was giggling, but I was really trying to rip her a new one. Telling her, stop drinking, stop smoking. Didn't work. All right, guys, we have Bron Carlee. Oh, my gosh, you are going to love this next segment. You're going to be blown away. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOT-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show. The reason why we play the California song is we know West Coast people are still asleep at this time. Come on, everybody, wake up. We got a great next segment. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you don't remember, that means we got to do a mini mental status exam on you, so remind me to do that at the end of the show. Now, I did my head and neck surgery training at UCLA in my fourth year medical school, and I think I know the larynx, right, pretty damn well. the voice box. I mean, I think I, even with my prior years of experience, know the man's mouth pretty well. You would think I would be pretty, I kind of know, okay, we won't go there. But many of you probably know my next guest. So this guy is awesome. He's been on America's Got Talent, Jay Leno, a whole variety of different venues. And this guy is probably one of the most talented men in America and one in the world, most talented lyrics I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Broncar Lee. Hey, Broncar, what's going on?
Hey, I'm chilling. How you doing, Doc?
Good, not too bad. Okay, so, tell us, just tell everybody what you do. What is the genius about you? I'll just let you talk because I'm just all giddy over this.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing. I'm a live entertainer, and I do vocal percussion or beatboxing or what I call mouth drumming, and I do a lot of different vocal sounds. I have a lot of vocal dexterity, vocal gymnastics, is what I call it as well. And I fuse that with live entertainment, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of body percussion, a little bit of juggling, just a lot of good stuff and good times.
And you know, it's amazing. I saw you when we did the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska. So me and our radio listeners that came on the cruise, you had entertained, even though many of us recognize you from TV already. So luckily the cruise line, you know, has celebrities such as yourself. But I mean, you also have not only the laryngeal dexterity, but also with your hands. I mean, you can like juggle seven different things at the same time.
Yep. Yes, literally seven different things at the same time.
Yeah, go ahead. No, and what was amazing is how you could do both of these. I don't look at everybody as a medical specimen, but I got to tell you, scientists are going to just want to dissect you like crazy, figuring out how you're able to do seven different sounds or five different sounds from your voice while you're juggling seven different things. It's like you must have the most amazing left, you know, hemisphere of the brain. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I guess I got into beatboxing or vocal percussion first and kind of, you know, figured out, I guess, the science behind it, is breaking apart different parts of the voice. You have your nasal up top, and then you have your throat, and then you have your lips and your consonant sounds. So, you know, you're speaking in different places where you're using vowels or consonants or whatnot, and it's kind of like a puzzle that I'm piecing together when I'm, you know, layering like four or five different tones at the same time. And so I'm taking apart that puzzle and putting it back together. And that's like, you know, one part. And, you know, I just practice that over and over to where it almost is on autopilot for me, to where then I can also put a little bit of brain power down in the hands, like you said, and do the inverted juggling or the rhythmic juggling that kind of goes as a syncopation with the upper vocal stuff that's happening.
Man, just pure genius. Can you give my listeners a little sample of what you do?
Oh, yeah. So a little. Well, I think I'll choose to do the vocal percussion or the beatboxing over the phone here, because the juggling just doesn't read on radio.
Well, so. It's not like boom, boom, boom. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. There you go. So we'll rock it like this. I'm on the air with the doctor. Yeah, with Broncar here with the doc. Oh yeah,
I love it. Oh man, I love it. We need to have you do our intro music. Now, I mean, okay, you know, when you do your show, you talk about your childhood. I mean, would you be on the playground at school doing that kind of stuff, and would you be getting beat up, or what was childhood like for you?
Childhood was interesting. It was definitely never a dull moment for me or my mother or my teachers. And in fact, they all remember my first, middle, and last name. But coming up through grade school was always entertaining. I was, making sounds, and I always had a lot of energy. So it took me some years before I actually found outlets to plug into. But yeah, I was always that kid, you know, that was, you know, making the sound effects for the G.I. Joes and the Transformers and, you know, just figuring out, you know, how things work and why they make sounds. And I've always been obsessed with noise and drumming and beating on things. So I was definitely that hyper kid. And I was actually diagnosed with ADHD or attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And I have definitely earned that diagnosis. So still as an adult, you know, I have a lot of energy, and you know, finding outlets to plug in has been the key for me. But you know, growing up, my mom was always a big supporter of me, you know, finding musical outlets or athletic outlets, and I found that when I was very kinesthetic, and still am, and when I had that outlet of something I hand coordinated or sound mind coordinated, then I was kind of at peace, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's interesting. For those who join us, we are talking to Bron Carli. He's known as the Circus of Sound, but this guy is just, I mean, a genius in all aspects of entertainment. You know, you bring up ADHD even on your show. And what I like about what you do is ADHD, having ADHD, I don't think is a disability. I think, especially in your case, it probably was an advantage. That's what helped cultivate your talent.
Yes, I agree 100% with you.
Huge strength.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you had said, by the way, Transformers, not to switch subjects, but you got to give us the Transformer voice. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm not really warmed up right now for the Transformer voice. I'm actually working on I'm in the Missouri State Fair right now working, and I'm on show number 19 today in the last 6 days. But I'll do a little more. I'll do a little more vocal dexterity for you for sure. But yeah, you know, getting back on your ADHD thing, I definitely believe. I always tell people, you know, I was blessed with the curse of ADHD because, you know, it's of course comedy, but it, you know, you have this extra energy, but you got to find a place to plug in, and if you don't, then it can be a curse. You know, it's like
right.
It can be really challenging. But if you find the place to plug in, I always tell people I have a lot of, especially young adults and kids come up to me after the show and say, "Do you really have ADHD?" And I'm like, "Did you see the show?" So it's pretty apparent that I do, but I think you just got to find something to plug into, and that's actually what I like to offer. You know, outside of just being an entertainer and, you know, making people laugh and smile and have a good time and forget about their troubles, I also like to empower people, and so I also teach you know, beatboxing or mouth drumming and also juggling to the youth and young adults and also adults as well, you know, because I like to share that with them because it's a nice portable outlet that everybody can tap into.
Wow, I love it. I love it. And I don't want to stress your voice because you are in the middle of a tour. But if you do have any more snippets, I'd love for you to throw us another couple seconds if you can.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll do a little thing. Like, so when I was a kid, I always played with the G.I. Joes and Transformers, you know, in the backyard, simulating battle scenes and stuff like that. So it was oftentimes you would hear things like, "Go, Joe!" Transformers, more than meets the eye. You're an Optimus. You're an Optimus. Optimus. Optimus Prime.
I love it. Oh, oh my God, you're awesome. How can people find you, Bron Carli? How can people find you?
Well, people can find me online. If you just Google me, Bron Carli, that's Bronkar. You can remember it as Bronkar. He's the beatbox man, and his name is Bron Carli. That would be a jingle compliment to my lovely
love
lady.
Love it.
So if they Google Bron Carli, they can find me. If they also go to mouthdrummer.com or circusofsound.com. Those both take you to my my website. I'm on Facebook and YouTube and all that fun stuff. I got videos on my my website. And
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered
Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.